Hello and welcome to the bi-weekly The Daily Radio Show. This is 6/28/2009, the show for Sunday. The theme for this show is video games. However, as everybody knows, we've lost three major entertainers in the past week, a 72-hour period between their deaths. It started with Ed McMahon on Tuesday, who, of course, is famous for introducing Johnny Carson, probably the most famous sideshow host of all time. After that, on Thursday morning, Farrah Fawcett, international sex symbol and Charlie Angel star, died of cancer. She also was huge in the women's rights movement and did a lot for getting women equality and women's rights, and her battle was never finished. After that, we lost quite possibly the biggest entertainer of all time, Michael Jackson. Despite his personal life, it is foolish to try to deny what he did for music and for the king of parody, Weird Al. So I'm going to tribute him in the second segment. The original second segment songs will still be played. I'm doing Michael Jackson in addition. Of course, you'll have to do that through the Mad Music Archive. As you know, I don't play the original songs on Podomatic and Gcast to avoid licensing issues. All right, now that I've said all that, let's go ahead and get right into it, because I've had enough bad news, so it's time for some comedy. We're going to kick off with something that's not traditional parody, but still kind of a parody anyway. It's the Pokemon theme song as done by TV's Kyle. Now, I know a lot of people say this is a cover, but the truth of the matter is it sounds nothing like the original Pokemon theme song, so, and at least in my opinion, it does qualify for the show, because it's not anything that you'll ever hear from Nintendo. So here is the Pokemon theme song as done by TV's Kyle. First time on Bidave. Welcome to the show, TV Kyle.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. In Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, oh, it's you and me. I know it's my destiny.
Pokemon,
oh, you're my best friend in a world we must defend.
Pokemon,
oh, oh, it's so true. Our courage will pull us through.
You teach me and I teach you.
Alright, welcome back. That was TV's Kyle with his version of the Pokemon theme song. Of course, famous Nintendo cartoon and movie and pretty much everything else, from toys to backpacks. TV's Kyle can be found at tvkyleband.com. Of course, remember, I'm going to put all of this on the side just like I did last week. But TV's Kyle has never been played on Bidave. That's his first, and you'll probably hear more from him on the show, not today, of course, but more from him in the future of the show, because he's got a lot of great stuff out there, both parody and non-parody alike. The next song is tributing the biggest dance game of all time, and if I remember correctly, the game that got dance video games started. Here is Dance Dance Revolution by myself, Below Average Dave.
Dance game! Hear the beat pound, the crowd's insane. Gather round as I take on my friend Wayne.
Wayne!
In pain, I'm sweating and my power's drained. Stepping up, falling to my knees. Was too drunk to keep up with matchery.
Hey!
Indeed, I think I lost 50 pounds today. I felt like dying after my first 20 tries. Steps aren't forgiving as I try to survive. It's DDR! picked the song, it was rated 9. Until midway, I thought I'd be just fine.
Nine.
I tried, but slipped and fell on my behind. I get up and I try again.
Again!
I'm still dead as I dropped out near the end.
Hey!
I gagged, my lunch could not survive the pain. I set to prove that this game's okay for fat guys. Turns out I'm hooked now on this game for all time. It's DDR!
Play!
The regional champion from Hiroshima has the floor.
Hail now to the Lord of the Dance, man. Step away, cause your money's spent. Warn your bones from 18 hours. Give it up, now your match is met. Dang, dang, you are passing out, man. You better stop or you'll break your knees. You look so tired, should retire and leave the stepping game to me. Just cause,
hey, hey,
just cause,
hey,
because I love this game. My legs are failing and I'm dying from each try. I will keep playing and hope that I'll survive. I'm breathing heavy and my legs just wanna cry. I will keep playing every day and all night. This is my love and DDR.
All right, welcome back again. That was Dance Revolution by me, Below Average Dave. You can find out more about me at www.badave.com. That's B-A-B-A-V-E. All right, we're moving right along here. The next one is another musical genre game. Became huge over the past 2 years, and Insane Ian has his piece about it. Now, he has another one that would have qualified, Umbrella Chronicles, but I play that one a lot, and this one kind of got overshadowed because I thought Umbrella Chronicles is like one of the best parodies ever, as everybody knows who listens to my show. However, this week I'm going to give tribute to Insane Ian's older Guitar Hero. So here it is, Insane Ian with Guitar Hero.
Standing in GameStop with his head hung low, came for the tourney, wanted to play Halo, but he saw something new on the video screen. It was a rhythm game, one he'd never seen. He saw a toy guitar, just blew him away. He saw the storm rise, and the very next day, on a beat-up used game and a controller. Didn't know how to play it, but he knew for sure that toy guitar felt good in his hands. Didn't take long to understand just one guitar to play those chords, how to follow the colors on the little fretboard. So he started clicking, ain't never gonna stop. Gotta keep on clicking. Somehow he made that plastic run. It was a gift. in all night, about a quarter till four. Flipped and hit star power, and he doubled his score. Like a man possessed, he set to his course. He played Jordan, then took on Dragon Force. Now he needs to keep playing.
Alright, again, that was Insane Ian with Guitar Hero. You can find out more about him at InsaneIan.com. Insane Ian also is very active at the Mad Music Archive, and like I said, he's got Umbrella Chronicles. He also has an album out that he was trying to pay for his wedding. Of course, he has since gotten married, but doesn't mean you can't still buy the album. It's only $6.99 over at the Mad Music Archive. It's called Nerd Songs, and it's got many, many, many great songs on that album. Alright, introducing the next artist I'm going to play. This one is one who posted to my site, unexpectedly came out of nowhere with a parody of Oasis. His parody is called It's Not Real War. It's about Call of Duty 4. And here he is, Judge Clarkey with It's Not Real War.
Today is gonna be the day that I'm gonna finish at the top. You may have heard I'm always coming third and I'm sick of it, it's got to stop. I don't believe I've only got first place in free-for-all about twice. Backlog, I got a red dot on an M4 double tap. Laid on the roof of the centre building on the ladder set a claymore trap. I don't believe that anybody running around the map can see me now. Then someone uses UAV to find me, and throws a bastard flash grenade to blind me. A juggernaut Johnny who thinks he's hard sneaks up and rolls the dice, and he shoots me twice. I see red. I use my last stand, now he's dead. It's not real war. Call of Duty 4. Camped a little higher with a Barrett using deep impact. C4 planted safely at the door, my health and ammo both intact. Start to wonder who will be number 2 and 3 after me.
Judge Clarkey.
when someone uses UAV to find me.
Had to find me.
And throws a bastard flash grenade to blind me.
From behind me.
A pair of shotgun Shirley's climb the stairs and take a chance. It's time to dance. I see red. I use my last stand, now they're dead. It's not real war. Call of Duty 4.
That was Judge Clarkey with It's Not Real War. He does have a MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Judge Clarkey. And, of course, you can also find him on the Mad Music Archive. He's got a couple other ones out there, but the only one that was posted to Dave is that one. So that's the one I play by him. And as you can tell, I would be more than happy to play others by him in the future. If you happen to hear this, Judge Clarkey, just send me anything you want me to play, and I will more than consider it. Alright, next we have an artist who I debuted on my show and the Mad Music Archive last week. And as I said, she has a lot of video game songs. I ended up choosing this one though. This is by Charm, who I introduced from SoundClicks last week. This is the Pug Song, debuting here on Badaves.com.
Looking for one more DPS for Heroic Mech. Don't know anyone in my group, but oh what the heck. At the Summon Stone, but I'm all alone. And there's Horde here, got my cursor on fear. Half an hour later, we're all inside the instance. Tank, get out of Berserker, go in defensive stance. But I'm DPS, he admitted as he got one hitted. Though we're gonna ride. Got the mods all sorted now. X is at the moon is for sheep. But the mage is AFK. Think we're gonna be doing this all day. Ninja fools, I want that primal nether. Priest just needed leather and then have stoned. Man of great grief, have to beg on my knees. Haunter says excuse me, but has anyone got food for my pets? Party chat has turned into a royal slagging match. Lost the tank and I can't see him on my bloody map. He forgot to repair. I don't think he's aware that it's not cheap. He is gonna weep. Why are you telling me how to play my class? I'm not on eBay. So just stop whispering me in combat, or else I'm gonna stab you all the way to Judgment Day. Ninja fools, I want that primal nether. Priest just needed leather and then had stoned. Man of great grief, have to beg on my knees. Haunter says excuse me, but has anyone got food for my pets?
Welcome back. That was Charm with the Pug Song. Last week I incorrectly stated her YouTube page. She's actually at www.youtube.com/taintedlore. That's taintedlore. And she is, of course, on SoundClicks as well at soundclicks.com/Charm. That's SHARM. Carrying a hot disco track there. That means we are already halfway through this segment, believe it or not. Moving on to the next video game oriented song. This one is tributing a video game system that lost in its generation of systems, but still had a huge impact on the industry, being the last cartridge game system released for console gaming. Here is Mikey Squirrel with his tribute to Nintendo 64.
Let's go! It's me, Mario.
When I got bored, losing my mind, back in 98, I didn't have a girlfriend or a decent job. No friends, no cash, typical slob. I would stay up till 2:45, sometimes way past four. Yes, I still play it, and I still love it, Nintendo 64.
Mamma mia!
Pop in a cartridge, turn it right on, turn the volume up. Sit and play Shadows of the Empire, Super Mario, even conquer. Saving the princess, swinging a sword, we were never bored. Yes, I still play it, and I still love it, Nintendo 64. Every weekend we would rent a new game at the Blockbuster. It's not too far. Would play 4 days on controllers on my knee. Zelda, Link, Gammy.
Oh, woohoo!
Give me some Turok, Perfect Dark 2. Blasting down the TIE fighters and Rogue Squadron. Going part race, trying to win. Purple controllers, plugging all four. Fingers getting sore. Yes, I still play it, and I still love it. Nintendo 64.
Hi, hello, and welcome back. That was Mikey Squirrel's classic Nintendo 64, tributing Nintendo 64, of course. You can find out more about him at www.angelfire.com/ms3/squirrelbait/index.html. Also, he is on SoundClicks. If you want something a little simpler, just search for Mikey Squirrel on SoundClicks, and you'll find him there, of course, too. And he's on Am I Right and pretty much every other major parody site out there. Alright, now, I've got another debut, for Bidave anyway. This one, I couldn't believe when I, had looked at its page on the Mad Music Archive, it had such a low rating. Of course, I had to give it a 10 to offset it a bit. This is DJ Particle with her DDR Failure Medley. I think a lot of people just don't recognize the original songs. Of course, I am a Dance Dance Revolution fanatic. I'm addicted to the game. So I did recognize the medley she put together, and I thought being able to mix the two songs as well as she did to where it actually sounded as just one really long song was amazing. And I'm going to go ahead and play it. This is the DDR Failure Medley by DJ Particle on Bidave Parody Radio.
Failing the song. Failing the song. I play DDR every day. I've cleared all songs every way. hear some DDR music. Song selection, I've gotta choose it. Paranoia or Candy Heart, or maybe I'll try Superstar. You know I'm feeling love limited in me. When I'm up on the stage, I'm feeling so free. Maybe some revenge or desire, or Jenny Rom tonight. Damn. Baka, 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 I feel waka, waka. Paranoia, eternal, no can be. Whoa, whoa. Baka, 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 fail the DJ Taka. Paranoia, rebirth, I'll stick to my fire. Baka, 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 I feel waka, waka. Paranoia, max, I know can be. Have done a boo attack. You know I'm feeling love limited in me. When I'm up on the stage, I'm feeling so free. Maybe some revenge or desire, a Jenny Rom tonight. Damn. Baka, 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 I feel waka, waka. Paranoia, eternal, no can be. Whoa, whoa. Baka, 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 fail the DJ Taka. Paranoia, rebirth, I'll stick to my fire. Baka, 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 I feel waka, waka. No can be, whoa, whoa. Baka, 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 fail the DJ Taka. Paranoia case and now I'll just be higher.
Welcome back. That was DJ Particle with DDR Failure Medley. Of course, DJ Particle has her own site and show at djparticle.com. She recently brought Revenge of the Particle to the Mad Music Archive, which is an awesome show. I mean, I love the DT Top 20, and I really like being on that. But on Revenge of the Particle, it's the show where she has a whole bunch of other DJs and musicians and such that participate in the show through her Skype chat channel. And that has... I've been listening to her shows as she posts her archived ones over at the Mad Music Archive, and I find the commentary to be hilarious. She had Carrie Dalby's wedding on there. She had people from there, and they were acting absolutely insane in the background, as you would expect a bunch of people about to see their friend get married act. And it was very sweet, very fun to listen to, and I hope to hear many, many more episodes from her Revenge of the Particle, as well as more of her music, as everybody knows, I am a fan of DJ Particle. I would consider her to be an internet friend. I wouldn't say a friend, because I haven't ever gotten to meet her, but hopefully that'll change eventually. I'd like to meet many of these artists who I play to congratulate them on their work. I'm gonna go ahead and play now. You'll recognize the voice as my own, but it was not written by me. I am going to play Rock Band by Wolverine. This song, way back when, won an Am I Right Idol round for Wolverine, and he was later eliminated from another song. I think it was actually he didn't have an entry for the round, he got eliminated, but this one was one of his best rights, and I recorded as a parody, Rockstar by Nickelback. So here is Rock Band, tributing the alternative to Guitar Hero by Wolverine.
I'm through with banging out beats to songs I'll never get past. It's like I've been playing it for days and I'm never gonna last. These sticks haven't helped me, pads aren't working over and done. Tell me what you want. I want a kick-ass bass full of excelling hard licks and an expert I can learn guitar picks and a king-size voice good enough for Black Hole Sun. Huh? So what you need? I'll take anyone who can play medium and a big black rock music compendium. Wanna join the leaderboard club at 37,000 points. Pawn that newbie. I'll scrap my living room, toss old moldy chairs, make some room for my bandmate stuff upstairs. Practice so much kiss it weakens the finger joint. So how you gonna do it? I wanna trade this life for fortune and fame and act like girls forget that I'm so lame. Cause we all just wanna be fake rock stars, pretend we're big shot posers smoking big cigars. We have no talent and our game is weak. Screw Guitar Hero and his winning streak. Cause we don't care about the social norms. We're on MTV, on all game platforms. Every YouTube entry's gonna make us rich. Or a world-class laughing stock, I don't know which. And I can't stop playing Rock Band. I'm addicted to Rock Band. I used to play golf like Tiger, Fred, guys in Halo, hire 8 prostitutes to score in Grand Theft Auto. Now a Madden football game doesn't do a thing for me. How about some Space Invaders? Extreme. I never see my buzz or the latest concert. Piss my girlfriend off through a pastry dessert. I don't need her anywhere. Her cooking gives me that century. So how you gonna eat now? I'd like to trade this life for fortune and fame. We'd rather stay inside to play this game. Cause we're all just acting like fake rock stars and living parents' houses, driving rusted cars, Nirvana t-shirts in the laundry heap. I say I'm troubled, but I'm not that deep. And we'll hang out at my daddy's bars downstairs, listen to 30 Seconds to Mars. And we dare not notice how we wound up there. I'm a deadbeat mommy, kick my derriere. And we'll practice jetting Boston too. Learn the latest Bank Camaro there today, the Who. We'll play you anything with a crooked smile. Everybody calls me an Aerosmith O-file. Well, I can't stop playing Rock Band. I'm gonna play those songs like Earth, Wind, and Sensor. Sacrifice my drums on my 9-inch salters. Get green grass sleeping out of every port. And play them constantly for 90 million score. But we all just wanna be big rock stars and living hilltop houses, driving 15 cars. Our lives are empty and our time is cheap. We'll all stay slackers, what we've sown we'll reap. And we'll meet girls in the corner bars, try to impress them with our Rock Band stars. Only skanks and floozy gonna wind up there. Not a classy woman with her tasteful hair. We'll practice Rush Bon Jovi too. Learn the latest Smashing Pumpkins and the Death of the Cool. We'll play you anything with a crooked smile. Everybody calls me Rolling Stone O-file. Well, I can't stop playing Rock Band. I'm addicted to Rock Band.
Welcome back. That was Wolverine with Rock Band. You can find out more about him by going over to amiright.com and searching the author's page for Wolverine. You can also find out more about him at bidet.com. The next song we're going to play is by Phil Alexander. We played him last week for the first time on Bidet Radio, and it won't be the last. Here is Gamer by Phil Alexander, a classic veteran parodist from amiright.com.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, came across a gamer playing his Game Boy Advance. Couldn't help but staring, or his shoulder at him playing. though many hours were passing, I still stood there in a trance. Said, Pop, I've made a life out of winning competitions, and I can't outplay anyone at Super Mario. So if you're really into playing, then lose the inhibitions. And I feel like a laugh, and so I'll let you have a go. So he handed me the gadget, and I started on his level. Straight off I missed the platform and very quickly died. It was not at all impressive, I could tell by his expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to jump 'em, know when to thump 'em, know when to run away, know when to duck. You never watch your scoring, 'cause it's most unfashionable, but you'll make that high score table with a little bit of luck. To cut the story short, I kept falling and dying. It didn't stop me trying, but it still did no damn good. I headbutted the bullets and tripped traps like a cretin, and I wouldn't mind a bet that we bastard knew I would. You see, my total lack of talent amused that little blighter, and as he giggled, well, I felt the anger rise in me. Ah, this patronizing pipsqueak, he's a gamer, I'm a fighter. So I made that bloody Game Boy an advanced repository. You got to know when to boot 'em, know when to shoot 'em, know what's a power up, know what's a trap. Though it's kinda funny watching someone who's unable, don't laugh if he's unstable, you might end up in the crap. You got to know how it's done to,
how it's done to,
know where to run to,
where to run to,
know when to hit the deck, know when to miss. You never laugh or giggle when you're watching someone playing. If you're hearing what I'm saying, you ain't gonna take the piss. You got to know when to jump 'em, know when to thump 'em, know when to run away, know when to duck. You never watch your scoring, 'cause it's most unfashionable, but you'll make that high score table with a little bit of luck.
Alright, that was Phil Alexander with Gamer. You can find out more about Phil Alexander by going to his SoundClips page at www.soundclips.com/Phil Alexander. Of course, Phil is also a regular on Am I Right and In the Zeros. Like I said, that will not be the last Phil Alexander. Prior to my current show format, the only way I played somebody is if they came to me and gave me permission. Well, now I network and I've been contacting different parodists who I've always wanted to play, and well, now I've got quite a bit of a backlog of parodists I can play. And if I haven't contacted you, it's not because I don't want to, maybe because I've tried and I've not heard anything from you, Max DeGroot and others. Anyway, if you are a parodist and would like to have your stuff considered for my show, please, by all means, let me know where I can get your stuff, or send it to me at mp3@bedave.com. My correspondent will send it to me, as long as you're legitimate, which 90% of the email I receive is hoping to continue to expand the artist list I have to choose from. And we've got one more song in this segment, and it is one of the biggest hits from this segment. Is Atari by Odd Austin, tributing the video game system and company that got it all started, and almost killed it all too, because of games like E.T. When Nintendo revived it. But because it's such a big hit, I wanted to play it last so that everybody who's listening to hear Atari by Al Austin would have to listen to all the other ones they may not have heard. Hope you didn't mind, Al Austin. But your song is a good promotional piece. Here is Atari by Odd Austin, classic hit that is not only a big hit on Bidave.com, but the DT Top 20 as well.
Oh, I had a boring day, was buying stuff on eBay. I stumbled on a random page. It has changed my life. When it arrived last night, I'll make the spaceships fly and hope that frog won't die. Atari is rad, Atari ain't new. Atari was all the rave back in 82. And I know it's not a fad. I hold the joystick and I run around. You stupid ghosts just try and kill me now. And I'm just going to play Atari. And now I just play all day, destroy the invaders from space. It's older than most other games I play now as a spy. I'll save you all that drive. I'll just swing on this vine. I hope Harry won't die. Atari is rad, Atari ain't new. Atari is played more than my PS2. And I know I'll play Pac-Man. Insert the cartridge, the Donkey Kong game. I just have to admit, Pong is pretty lame. And I'm just going to play Atari every single day. I play Haunted House and River Raid, the Sleepless Nights with me and Sword Fight. Strawberry Shortcake just don't seem right. Oh yeah, Atari! Atari is rad, Atari ain't new. Atari was all the rave back when you were two. And I know I'm hooked for life. I shoot with the tank, I love Halloween. Andy T ruined the whole darn thing. And I'm just going to play Atari, yeah. Atari baby, Atari baby, yeah, Atari.
Alright, that was Odd Austin taking on Sorry by Buck Cherry, making it about Atari. Of course, obviously fitting the video game theme easily there. And that's it for the first segment. You can find out more about Odd Austin at www.oddaustin.com. He has released CDs, and he has parodied many other great songs that you've heard on this show. And of course, that one you've probably heard before if you're a regular listener as well. I played it probably as often as I've played NSYNC Ian's Umbrella Chronicles. I tend to play the ones I like the most. That's it for this segment. When we come back, if you are listening on Podomatic, switch over to the Mad Music Archive to hear the next segment. If you're listening on the Mad Music Archive, well, just hit play on the next segment. Our next segment is the It Was, It Is segment, the regular version, and it will follow that with the MJ Tribute attributing his death, and inside joke, Smooley, he is still dead. Anyway, that's it for this segment. This is Below Average Dave. I'll see you in the other side.